Welcome back to Cozy Womb Podcast. My name is Shan. I am the mom of the girls. Today, I'm going to talk about something all parents think about if you're a good parent. If you're a good parent, you've thought about this. You see the topic, okay? If you are a non-existent parent, you call your child maybe 3 times a year. You don't think about this. This has never been your concern. You really don't care. You could care less, right? I don't know what that feels like. I don't know how you just completely delete your child's needs from your brain, but it must be very relaxing because you just keep doing it year to year. Your child has needs, you ignore them, and you just keep ignoring them. Kudos to you, I guess. I want to talk about parents who really question, are they failing as a parent? Parenting is trial and error. Kids grow to decide who and what they want to be. What is right for them later might not be right for them. Okay? What you want them to be, they might not never become. You fail when you stop trying to do your best as their parent. When you stop showing up, you fail. When you stop giving them your best effort, you fail. Okay? That's when you fail them as a parent. So keep talking to them, keep teaching them, keep showing them life skills that they can use later without you. As they become 18 plus, what they choose to do is not on you. Who they choose to become is not on you. Who we want our kids to be is solely not on us. And that is what I'm talking about today. Welcome to Cozy Womb Podcast, where I talk about parenting this season. You know, it's very much kids, school, this education system, where they are, how far they are behind. Thank you for who's been listening. Thank you for the feedback. Please leave a review. You can always donate to the show. The link is in the show notes. Please buy your merch on Bonfire. I do change it often. So if you see something on there that you like, grab it. If you don't see it on there next week, I'm not bringing it back. Because it's a feel that I have when I create this merch. Okay? So let's get into it. So first off, when I think about am I failing as a parent, I have to think about what separates me from certain types of parents, okay? The easiest thing to point out is what I believe is a horrible parent, okay? Horrible parenting consists of a dad or a mom doing these things that I'm going to say. Number one, mad at your kids for not knowing or doing what you never taught them or gave them an environment to learn. That makes no sense to me. Sending your child to school when you know they had problems when they were at home already and expecting them to act right or know the answer or do great on the test, and you know the way that they are living is not comfortable. They have no books in the house. You don't check any homework. They don't read to you. You don't talk to them. You don't know what they're working on in class. You don't know who their teachers are. Why are you surprised at their grades? Why do you want them to be great? When people talk to them at the grocery store, you're embarrassed because they don't know what the person is asking them about because you don't talk to them about that. No, that is completely on you. Second thing I think makes you a horrible parent is beating your children from anger. When I'm angry at something that my children do, I go in my room, I step away, I go outside, I just tell them to please leave me alone. I'll deal with it later, I'll tell you what I need you to do later, we can talk about this later. And the later talk about this is not about my safety, it's about their safety. It's about me not saying something that might scar them for the rest of their lives because that's how bad they made me mad. Okay, that's what you do when you mature. But when you're immature, you just say whatever you want to say to kids. You do whatever you want to do to kids and you treat them like a full adult. And then you wonder why they grow up and they hate you. You wonder why they grow up and they change their number and they move far away and you do not know where they are. You do not know what they do. And what's so crazy is kids like that usually become really successful and have no relationship with that parent, mom or dad. And it hinders them in every relationship that they have. Okay? But it's rare that they want to fix it later. Okay? Or they become less successful, half of what they could have been, because you hurt them to the core so much that they cannot be the adult they need to be. And unfortunately, sometimes that's what happens with a lot of kids, okay? The third thing that makes you a horrible parent is not showing up because no one showed up for you. Please, grow the hell up. If nobody showing up for you brought cons and problems in your life, why would you purposely try to produce that and grow that with that child that did not ask to be here, that you brought here? Okay, let's think about that. You're immature. Grow up. Number four, you struggle with affection giving. You refuse to explain why you don't, and you refuse to show up, okay? And you think showing affection is extra, and if you don't do it, then all well. Well, you're going to grow up with a child that wants to be liked by everybody. Will do anything to be liked, wants affection from anyone, and they might be manipulated more in life because they're always craving affection. It's about balance, okay? They're human beings. Be serious. Number five, every chance you get to stop the other parent's connection, you do it, okay? And I see this more in mothers than I do fathers, where a lot of mothers try to stop a dad from being able to see or spend time with their kid. A lot of mothers try to prevent phone calls with the other parent. A lot of mothers don't want the father to know what that child is doing for the summer, or they make up a lie about them not being home. Allow your children to learn who their other parent is. Good or bad. Now, if it's bad to the point where this man might harm my child, I understand. But if it's not that, girl, you are going to allow your child to not like you later because of something you didn't allow to be had. Don't be that person, okay? Number six, allow help from people you don't know well that mistreat your kids. This is for the parents who are willing to drop their kids off anywhere with anybody as long as they get to go outside and do them. You're a horrible parent. So much trauma happens to children when they're in the care of the wrong people. It could be family. It could be friends. It could be the next door neighbor. It could be another parent that has a kid that goes to your child's school or your child's daycare. You don't know these people. A lot of people are looking for an opportunity to mistreat someone else's kid, especially if there's no direct connection to them. Stop making windows of opportunities to scar your children. Number seven. You aren't mindful of basic necessities your kids need or what they need to grow. You don't buy books. You don't ask them what they like to do. You don't take them places where they think is fun, even though you don't like it. You don't ask them what they like to eat. You don't go in their room. You don't spend time with them. You don't play games with them. You don't take them to the movies. You don't let them go visit other family. Y'all don't go on trips together. You don't teach them about who you used to be or what you like to do. You're very standoff-ish and they feel like you don't like them. You're a horrible parent, okay? And the reality is most parents who have the kids the most are overworked, overwhelmed, and still the kid ends up with trauma. Okay? Parenting isn't always enjoyable. I can tell you that right now. Today, this morning, was not enjoyable for me. Okay? Lots of grace for yourself gets you through parenting. Doing your best for your kids is not failing them. Not being the parent you thought you'd be can be very disappointing. Try to discover the joy in the parent you are, okay? And try to look forward to the parent you want to become. The reality is, and this is something I'm realizing this year, is I will not be able to be the mom I would like to be, maintaining 90% capacity of parenting compared to their fathers. So in the accountability factor, I was the woman who chose their fathers to be their fathers. Yes. But now that the children are here and they are aware that the children are here, their lack or their slack or their attitudes towards how they should contribute or show up as fathers or be engaged or be involved is a lot on me, takes a lot of my niceness, moments where I would like to have more empathy, moments where I like to be more chill and less aggravated. It takes away moments where maybe the girls want to go out and do something fun, but I can't even be mentally present because I'm focused on how I'm going to get through the next 3 days in my mind while I'm physically out with them. Because I'm always stuck into this mindset of doing and getting it done because I can't depend on them to do some things sometimes. I might be in today physically, but mentally I'm in next week on how I'm going to do 6 days mothering without their help physically, mentally, emotionally with these kids and getting it done. Thank you so much for checking out this podcast. Clearly, you like what comes out of my throat, okay? But there's levels to this, okay? Whether you're listening to She Gets It Pod, We're Right with Shan, So What Page We On Be, Cozy Womb Podcast, The Creator Podcast, or Call Me When You Get Off Podcast, or I feel like I'm missing one, The Real Relationship Rapport, or an oldie, Loud Mouth Stereo with Greg, I appreciate you. You matter. Please subscribe. Please drop a review on any one of those podcasts on your favorite podcast app. I am available even on Amazon Music, okay? I appreciate you, all right? You can find me at Shanby Podden on most social media platforms. You can find me on shanbypodden.com, where it gives you all of the episode, all of the books, all of the access to the links, and about me. And you can find me on Bonfire, Shanby Podden Spot, to buy your merch. There's graphics on there. There's hoodies on there. There's sweatshirts. There's bags. There's mugs. I got it all. All right? And I'm keeping y'all in mind because shipping is fucking high. But I appreciate y'all. Thank you so much for checking out my podcast. I do appreciate it. Please let me know what you think. And if you want to contact me at shankencreate@gmail.com. All right, let's get back to this episode. And showing up for everybody, showing up for them, showing up for myself, showing up for my job, getting people there safely, cooking, being a human and wanting to interact with my friends. Like, it's a lot on me as a parent to be maintaining this 90% capacity of being their parent when I would love to know who I am as a mom when I only have to have 50% capacity used to show up and be their mom. I could be more relaxed. I could have more grace. But the reality is, I can't afford to have less of a capacity of showing up for them because their dads are not giving me more effort in showing up for them. So because I'm taking accountability of the choices I've made on who their dads are, I'm showing up at 90%. And I think a lot of times that stops me from being the mom I want to be, from being more gentle, or from being more soft or more relaxed or at ease sometimes. And I could tell, like, sometimes they're like, okay, you know, that's my mom. And sometimes they're just like, yeah, she's not going to do it, or she doesn't want to go, or yeah, she wants us to go shower so we could go to bed. and unfortunately, that is my life, right? But encouragement for kids must come from their parents first. A good environment for kids must come from their parents first. An example of being a good person must come from their parents first. Most systems in place in America are created to make anyone who isn't wealthy have less time with their family. So a lot of times, it's not necessarily that you're not a good parent. A lot of times, you're just in a position, because you're not rich and wealthy, to dictate where your time goes in the day. Wealthy people can dictate where their time goes in the day. If they want to stay home and hang with their children, they can do that. If they want to have a tutor come to the house and help their children, they can do that. They don't have to help their children with homework. If they don't want to go to the doctor's office to see what's wrong with their kid, they can call their doctor friend or pay a doctor off the books to come to the house to check on everybody. If they don't want to go to a restaurant, but they want a chef to come to the house, they can do that. That's more family time. You ain't got to drive there. You ain't got to sit in traffic. Like, the ease of being able, right? But a lot of times, you're not that wealthy parent. So doing little things like that takes a bit more effort, right? And a lot of times with this economy, it's easier to say no than to hope that you can. So, thinking about this topic, I'm just like, okay, as parents, we will make mistakes because we're imperfect. We have to apologize in order to humanize the children. If we want our children to be better adults, we have to humanize the children and apologize. Okay. And that means being present, helping the other parent, and being self-aware. How do you do that? First thing. Talking at kids equals you teaching kids how to disrespect people. Second thing, giving a kid everything without boundaries is teaching them not to appreciate anything. Third thing, not showing up and caring is teaching them to be hyper-dependent and how to not ask for help or want you later. Okay? Number four, not liking anything about your kids out of not wanting them. A lot of parents have children that they never wanted. And they always give off that attitude like, I didn't want you. You're just here. I'm doing bare minimum, but at least you got that. That is fucked up. Okay. Pardon my French. But what that does to a child is, it makes them want to crave being wanted. It makes them crave being seen. It makes them hold on to toxic relationships later with friends, family, and other people that they meet in life, wondering why they keep getting these types of people. And it's because you had a parent that always made you feel unwanted, and you don't know what it feels like to genuinely be wanted by someone and loved correctly without them looking for something in return. Because let's be honest, your parents are the only two people who have the ability to love you without getting something in return in this life if they actually love you. Everybody else is just like, yes, I may grow to love you, but I have these expectations for you. Okay? That's the reality of it. Number five, if you're constantly rushing, constantly talking, and it's constant commotion and chaos, you're going to raise a child that is going to have future anxiety, crave peace, but struggles to create it. Because how can you create peace for yourself if you've never experienced what peace is? Okay? You could look at people have peace, but you creating peace for yourself is a life skill. Okay? If you want your child to be considerate, show them consideration. If you want to be respected, be respectful with limits with your children. If you want your children to be compassionate, show them compassion. If you want kids who are self-aware, you have to be honest and apologetic and transparent with your children as an adult. If you want independent kids, but also children that will ask for help if they need it and not struggle thinking that's going to make them a better person, teach them how to do things for themselves, but teach them when to ask for help and who to ask for help from. Most kids want a fun mom, but that's not your personality, so don't force it. Some moms are the safe, emergency, calm, chill parent. Let the other parent do the outgoing things, the hype things, the fun things, the thrill things. There are friends that might come into your life who may not have kids, but they love to have fun with kids. If they call up and say, hey, is it okay if I come pick up the boys or come pick up the girls to go do X, Y, and Z? Let them. Because the reality is, after I've had the girls for 6 days or 5 days, morning, noon, and night, I don't want to have fun and go out on the weekend with kids. I don't want to stay up and do kid stuff on Saturday night. I don't want to do a whole bunch of kid stuff on my Sunday. Right? And it's not because I don't like my kids. It's because I've been around y'all too long. I've been doing too much for y'all all week. I need time with me. I need time with other adults, right? And so parenting is self-work about 56% of the time. The kids get all the 44%. Parenting is a mirror effect on what you've worked on and what you haven't worked on. But you always get to choose who and what you want to work on tomorrow. You always get to choose what and how words come out your mouth. You always get to choose when you walk away and when you take time calmly to speak to kids to let them understand where you're coming from. And you must always be willing, if you're telling, to listen. And if you're at a point in the day or in the night where you don't have time to listen, maybe this is not the best time for the conversation. And at a certain point, yes, your kids are going to think everything can be discussed. Everything is a possibility of being negotiated. And everything is not a negotiation. And you need to let them know that. All right? So stop thinking that you're a terrible parent if you're not a terrible parent. And stop having this expectation of being this parent who you know you're not going to be, because that's not your personality. All right? Stop feeling guilty and just do your best. Be honest with your kids. Your kids will learn you. Anything that they don't get, you can educate them on that later. Okay? And if you can, and you have a logical, understanding, and mature other parent that you're raising this child with, explain to them that, hey, I feel like I'm doing this much percentage of this parenting. I'm overwhelmed. I would like you to step in more in these ways and give them examples of how you would like them to show up. It might not happen next week. It might not happen next month. But they also need to consider, how do I rearrange my schedule enough to accommodate my children the way that I need to show up for my children? Because a lot of dads, and this is not to pick on y'all, a lot of dads don't have to worry about their kids Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. A lot of dads might do pickups on Friday nights. And on Saturday and Sunday, they might still work and somebody else that they know might watch that kid. So in reality, did you spend time with your child? In reality, do you have days where it's just you and your child? Not work, not you going out later with your boys, not you going on a guy's trip. Do you have days where it's just you and this kid? And the reality is, most don't. So if a mom has a kid Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and she doesn't have that kid Saturday and Sunday because you do, but she will have that kid Sunday night, she is putting out more effort mentally, emotionally, and physically for that child. And the way that you respect her for it and consider that is figuring out a way where you can take some more time that she doesn't have to put out more effort during the week and show up for that kid. Your kid's going to love you for it, and she's going to appreciate you more for it. I don't understand where there's a lose-lose situation. And for the men who don't understand, this right here, what I'm talking about, is why women do not want to have more children. Because I'd be damned if I have another child and I don't have the support I deserve when it comes to raising that child. I do not have it in me to raise a third child at 90% capacity of how I have to raise these two. I don't. But anywho, thank you so much for checking out the episode. This is Cozy Womb Podcast. Peace. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode and you would like to help support the podcast, please share it with others, post about it on your social media, and leave a review and rating. To catch the latest from me, you can check out shambipodden.com or follow me on Instagram and Twitter at shambipodden. Thanks again for listening, and I hope you listen next time. Peace.